There will always be opposition. Better questions we can ask when facing difficult people. I'm Josh Mitchell. Have you ever encountered someone who doesn't agree with your point of view or see things the same way you do? I'm sure you've experienced the tension that lies when you have an idea but know someone is going to challenge you. This is what makes the world a beautiful place, but it can annoy us and it can stress us out. We can probably agree with this statement: there will always be someone who does not approve of our work. There will always be someone who does not approve of our work. So if it's true that there will always be opposition, how then might we adjust our behavior? If it's true there will always be at least one person who doesn't like what we're up to, what might we need to consider in our mindset and thinking? If it's true that all people will not see things the same way we do, what's next? Adjusting our behavior. One of the ways we can deal with opposition is to adjust our behavior. As humans, we have the ability to change the narrative, change our thinking, and see the world differently. Some of this happens in our own thinking patterns or in the invisible world. Some of this happens in the external or physical world. How we behave, you know, to adjust our behavior, this exists in both of these worlds. Since there will always be opposition, make an agreement with yourself that you will not sulk or get discouraged when you hear someone who doesn't like what you said. There will always be people who don't get you, and you knew that beforehand. If you didn't know, it's true, right? We can live every moment of our lives ignoring that truth, but we can't let those people rule us. We can't just live within their framework. Since there will always be opposition, change your surroundings. Switch things up. You don't have to have your desk in that corner. Your room doesn't have to be painted that color. Make a simple tweak to your surroundings to help you remember you have the ability to change your surroundings. Charles Duhigg illustrates this in his book Smarter, Faster, Better, where he describes how members of the military were given the ability to rearrange the furniture in their living quarters. This gave each person a sense of autonomy and deeper sense of control. You can do the same. Since there will always be someone who doesn't like your work, decide now that you won't let those people freeze you up. The last thing you should do is freeze up and stop making stuff. That's what the opposition wants. Decide on the front end that you will create art. If there are people who don't get it, as Seth Godin would say, it wasn't for them. Mindset and thinking questions for the invisible world. As you think about your internal dialogue or your invisible world, you can structure how you want to think about your work. How much attention are you going to give the opposition? Decide before it destroys your day. How much attention will you give your support team? Know who they are so you can run to them in emergencies. What voices ultimately matter most in your life? Brené Brown suggests having a 1-inch by 1-inch piece of paper with the voices that are most encouraging in your life. It's small on purpose. Let them know that they're on your square and keep them close so when you're discouraged, you can run to them. What's next? Physical world. If it's true that there will be opposition, get to work. What are you waiting for? Start. Stop complaining. You knew this wouldn't be easy. Of course there's going to be challenges. That's a part of it. As Anne Lamott would say, butt in chair. Get to work. Find out what inspires you and come back to it when you're discouraged. Keep a rainy day file or something to keep you motivated when you need it most. This was There Will Always Be Opposition, Better Questions We Can Ask When Facing Difficult People. My name is Josh Mitchell, and if you enjoyed listening or reading this post, I just ask that you share it with somebody that needs to hear it and just pass it along as we just encourage more people to achieve clarity.